to 31. As you can see, we've our quiver has got a little bit more full since we was here last year. We're learning to adjust, so pray for us. And 1 Samuel chapter 31. This first night, I feel such a good spirit here. I too feel excited. I don't know why. I don't know if we've ever been this excited about coming to youth camp, but man, it's just exciting. Feels good. And I believe we're going to shout and see people full of the Holy Ghost. But on this first night, I just feel a burden on my soul and to preach to you. And if you're saved tonight, this message and messages like this have been preached before. But if you're saved tonight, this message will be a warning to you. And if you're lost, I pray that on this first night, you'll just go ahead and surrender your life to God. And the rest of this youth camp, you can work on getting the Holy Ghost and drawing close to God and getting your feet on the rock. So tonight, I just pray that the Lord would help us and move for us tonight. Pray for us. 1 Samuel chapter 31. Now when the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. The Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Melchishua, Saul's sons. The battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Then said Saul unto the armor bearer, Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it. When his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died and his three sons and his armor bearer, all his men, that same day together. When the men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley and that were on the other side of Jordan saw that the men of Israel fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their cities and fled. The Philistines came and dwelt in them. Verse 8 said, And it came to pass on the morrow when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. They cut off his head, stripped off his armor, and sent it into the land of Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And they put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this youth camp 2002. And God, we thank you for what we felt last year in this place and all the years I've ever come here. We've always felt your spirit, God. Now here we are again, Lord, and it's fallen my lot to stand behind this sacred desk and preach to these young people. And God, I pray that in this meeting, you would help me to preach exactly what they need. For Lord, there are preachers here, preachers' wives, and deacons, and Sunday school teachers, and song leaders. This is the church of today, and if I fail, they may never reach the potential that you have for their life. So please help me to preach to them tonight. Let not one person leave here lost. Crown this service with a great altar call. Anoint me, thy servant, tonight. I know I'm unworthy, but I'm so needful. Help me, Lord, in this place, and I will praise thee. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. In this world, we have what is known as halls of fame. And we have baseball hall of fame, football hall of fame. We have museums that honor great men who have done great deeds. And in this world, there are lots of different halls of fame for men that go there for things that they are remembered for. You can walk through there and there'll be a plaque and there'll be a story. There'll be something that tells about their life. And I felt led to preach on this first night a little message. And it's like I say, things have been preached like it before, but I feel like preaching on Satan's Hall of Shame. Satan's Hall of Shame. I want to tell you tonight that it's a sad thing for anybody to die lost and go to hell. But I want to tell you there is no greater shame than for young people who have known the presence of God and who have felt the presence of God, who have attended youth camp. And there is no greater shame than for a kid who's known the way of truth and holiness to die and go to hell. Sister Gerson, there is no greater shame. And I want you to know tonight that in this last days, I hope you don't fall out with me, but the devil is not interested in the local worldly church down the road with their young people going to bowling rings, skating rinks, and bowling alleys, and to the things of this world, and they don't feel what we have already felt here tonight. The devil has already got them because their pastor has failed. But tonight he is worried about the little holiness kids. Amen. At the youth camp at Mount Olive. He is worried about us. He is worried. Amen. That the Spirit of God will get a hold of you this week. Amen. And get a hold of your life. Amen. And that you may become something for God. And so he is worried about you. And he's making an all out attempt in an attack, amen, to get you out of the house of God, to get you away from the presence of God, amen, to get you out into the world, to get you out into the things of the world, amen, to make you another member in his hall of shame. But I'm here to tell you tonight that we're going to have youth camp around here, because if the Lord will help us, I pray that not one person that's sitting under the sound of my voice, amen, will ever occupy a shelf in the devil's hall of shame. You hear me? The devil is constantly looking for somebody else. The devil is constantly looking for a new candidate to set on his shelf. And the devil is walking through this youth camp. Amen. He tried to keep some of you from coming here. He tried to keep you from even being here. He tried to discourage you. You're too old. It won't be fun. Amen. But it was all a ploy and a tactic. But he's scared that if you get a hold of God in this meeting, he's scared if you feel the touch of God in this meeting. He is scared if you get in these altars and get to feeling anything. Amen. That you may not, amen, wind up where he wants you to be. You may never end up in the shame that he wants you to be. You may never end up in disgrace. And so he's here tonight walking through this place looking for another member for his hall of shame. But if God will help us in this place and if God will move for us in this place, I believe in God that not one of you will ever occupy a place in the devil's hall of shame. Who are you? Well, there's. You don't need to be here. What?
What do you mean? What? Need to be here?
There's nobody here for you.
Ha! You've got to be out of your mind.
You mean you're yeah, but these are holiness kids.
That don't make any difference. I'll pimp them just like holiness.
What? Don't you have enough trophies already? You looking for more?
Sure I am.
Don't you have
more? I get.
You mean it just makes you want more when you? These trophies. Whose are they? Who are they?
Preacher.
Hey.
Preacher.
Yeah.
It's me, over here.
You?
Yeah, don't you remember me?
Well, you look a little familiar, but I'm not sure.
You don't recognize me? No, I'm Cain.
Cain?
Yes,
Paul
Cain.
Cain, I heard about you.
Cain, what'd you do, Cain?
I wanted for me. I wanted to give God what I wanted to give him. I didn't want to give him what he wanted.
Oh, Cain,
You know better than that. You've got to give God what he wants. You've got to give God what he wants, Cain. Cain, are you telling us here tonight that if we don't give God what he wants, that we too will find a place in the devil's harvest?
Yes.
Are you telling us?
Are you telling us
hall of shame. You'll end up another broken candidate in the devil's hall of shame. Well, who are you? Yeah. It's you?
Over here.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
No, who are you?
It's me, Esau.
Esau.
I was raised up in church.
You was raised in church?
I knew the things of God, but
do you know who this is? Esau. But wait a minute, he was the son of he could have been Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. That was Isaac's son. How'd you get him? I remember he despised his birthright. He had a golden opportunity. Amen. But all he winded up in the devil's hall of shame. And I'm here to tell you tonight, 90% of you kids have been raised in church. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, amen, it's going to be a sad day for you. Amen. If you despise the good things of God. Oh, listen to me, holiness. And serving God is precious. I said serving God is precious, Brother Matt. Amen. But too many of us are despising the thing that we ought to love. The thing we ought to cherish. Oh, I'm here to tell you, serving God is precious. Don't despise it. Don't despise it. Or you'll wind up another trophy in Satan's hall of shame. You hear me tonight? Amen. Esau. He wanted it in the end, devil. I remember he cried and he wept. I bet you laughed. Too late? You mean you could actually get to a place where you wouldn't feel this good what we feel? No. Oh, Esau. I can't take no more.
Preacher, over here.
Oh, yeah? Who are you?
Don't you recognize me? Don't you remember me?
No, who are you?
I'm Absalom.
Absalom? Oh, wait a minute. You was King David's son.
Yes.
King David's son.
I was full of rebellion.
Rebellious.
I was that rebellious teenager.
No.
That wouldn't give in to the will of God.
No.
Oh. Hell hot.
Are you proud to be in the devil's hall of shame?
No.
You don't like it there?
It's hot. It's hot.
Oh, Absalom. I remember when you died, your daddy cried. And he said, Absalom, oh, my son Absalom, would to God I'd have died for you. But Absalom, it was too late. Your rebellion went just a little bit too far. Oh, I'm here to tell you, there's a teenager in the house that's full of rebellion tonight. Oh, but listen to me, if you're not careful, you'll wind up like Absalom in the devil's hall of shame. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Oh, listen to me, son. Submit yourself to God in this youth camp. Don't be another candidate. Don't be another member. Don't join the devil's club. Don't be an Absalom. Oh, devil, how'd you do it? How do you do it? Absalom was a king's kid. You don't get preacher's kids, do you?
Them are the best kind.
Hey,
what
about deacon's kid? Preacher, over here.
Late, not late.
Oh. Lot's wife.
Lot's wife.
I'm the one who had everything. The family, the friends, the money. And that's what I wanted. And even when the angel of the Lord came and told us to leave, I stuck with that. I still wanted those things, and I loved the world too much. But you know what happened? I turned into a pillar of salt.
What'd you do? You didn't look back, did you?
Yes, I did. I loved the world, and I missed them. I missed the world. I missed my friends too much. I wanted to be with them. I wanted to do what they were doing. I wanted to enjoy all the party life and all the fun that they were having out there.
Oh,
but
no.
Now it's too late.
It's too late. You look back one youth camp too many. Some of y'all have looked back since last year. And the devil's going to want to put you on his shelf. Lot's wife. All she wanted to do, Brother Finley, was take one more look back. Oh, that tragedy of looking back. Oh, some of you here left here. You left here last year. You was parting ways with the old crowd, and you done good for a while. But you allowed that old shy, rotten devil, amen, to get you to look back. Amen. And oh, if you're not careful like Lot's wife, you say, I'll just come back and pray through next year. But there may not be a next year. For Lot's wife, she got her last look. Brother Jimbo Pimmons, she looked back for the last time. And I'm here to beg you to get a hold of God and don't look back. Get your eyes on the mountain. Get your eyes on heaven. And do not look back again. And if you're here tonight and you're looking back, you need to turn around. Amen. Before you become another trophy. You're evil. You're evil. I can't believe you get pleasure out of taking kids to hell. What do you got there? Another trophy.
Hey, preacher.
Oh.
Over here, preacher.
Right. I got you.
Hey, this preacher.
This one's not real old. Talk to me. Who are you?
I used to sing in church. They said that nobody sang Amazing Grace like me. They called me the king.
The king? Wait a minute. You're not, you ain't been there very long.
I learned to sing in church, preacher. I used to attend church. I used to love God.
A holiness church?
A holiness church.
Are you Elvis Presley?
That's who I am. I sold more records for the gospel music than I ever did rock and roll. Nobody sang Amazing Grace like I did.
But Elvis, it seemed like you had everything. Money, fame, I mean, people still talk about you. Museums and all. But where are you at now?
I'm burning in hell, preacher. Tell these young people I'm burning in hell.
Oh, you mean Elvis Presley used to go to Holiness Church? Oh, burning forever. I want to tell you tonight that Elvis Presley sang in the Church of God choir, and his preacher did say nobody could sing Amazing Grace like him. And I want you to know something else. He wrote his own diary. The day that Mama died, I pressed my face to the wind of pain, and I asked God to let me feel his presence one more time. And he said, God spoke to me that day and said, Elvis Presley, he wrote this himself. He said, Elvis Presley, you asked for a mansion, you asked for a Cadillac, and you asked to be called the king of rock and roll, and you have all three. And Elvis Presley wrote, I knew that day that I would never feel the presence of God again.
When Elvis Presley died, they stuck needles in his eyeballs, over 20 drugs in his body. I'm here to tell you right now, you don't want to wind up in the devil's hall of shame. I said, you don't want to wind up in the devil's hall of shame. Listen to me, it's full of rebellious. Amen, teenagers. It's full of teenagers that refuse to give God what he wanted. It's full of teenagers who despise the Spirit of God and the moving of the Holy Ghost. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if you do it, you'll take your place. You're right alongside the others. But you don't have to. I said, you don't have to.
Hey, devil, what about this trophy? I see you got it made up, but there's no name on it.
Let me explain that.
Right here? Yeah. You mean it's an old rebellious teenager? And you know you're going to get him, huh? You know you're going to get him. All right. Yeah, I think he's here. You think you're going to try to get him? No, but his uncle's a preacher. His uncle, you couldn't take him. That's right. He's going to get help. No, he's a good boy. He goes to Holiness Church up in Georgia. I've been to his church. You can't take him. You're going to try to get him? You're not going to get the girls, though. Let the girls alone. But that now, you wouldn't take my sister, would you? She's a good girl. You mean you like to get good girl? I think you're evil. And I think in this youth camp, you're not getting one trophy out of this place, because the Lord's going to help us. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm telling you right now, devil, and the Bible said if we submit ourselves to God, we can resist you in the name of Jesus. And you got to go. Amen. You ain't getting one. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you tonight in this youth camp. Amen. I've made my plans and prayed my prayer that not one teenager is going to wind up on the devil's shell. If you're lost in this place, you're going to get saved. And if you're backslid, you're going to get back to God. I refuse, amen, to let the devil have won in this place tonight. Woo! And I'm here to tell you tonight, there's no sense in lying to you. The devil's making a pull for your soul, girl. He didn't want you at this youth camp. He wants you on his hall of shame. But we ain't fasted and prayed for nothing. We had this youth camp that you could get in this meeting and not feel the spot the devil saved for you. There's some kids in this place. Your mom and daddy isn't saved. And you're fighting an uphill battle. And the devil says, I've saved a spot for you. But I'm here to tell you in the name of Jesus, he can give a spot to somebody else. Because in this youth camp, you're going to get back to God. You're going to pray slam through. I'm believing. Amen. You can do it. You don't have to be another member. You don't have to take a spot. Well, oh, God help us. I don't want to wind up another trophy in the devil's house of shame. Woo! Peter, Satan hath desired to have thee to sift you as wheat. But Jesus said, Peter, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail thee not. And I mean, this was a little skit tonight, but I'm going to tell you, just as real can be, the devil desired to have every one of you. That he may make a mockery out of your life. That he may make you a trophy. Make an example and a laughing stock out of you. But I'm here to tell you, I believe Jesus has prayed for thee. That thy faith fail thee not. That in this youth camp, you get a hold of God. You get a hold of the move of God. And you would pray clean through to the victory. And don't take your spot in the devil's hall of shame. Y'all have me tonight. Sean, I'm closing. Just stay, remain standing. Come here, Sean. Where's Raymond? Where's Thomas? Come here. Where's Sean? Come here, Thomas. Some of you know this, but some of you don't. Last year in this youth camp, on Friday night, you're looking at two drug dealing, car stealing, charge facing, rebellious teenage boys.
They weren't raised in church. They was raised rough. Thomas, how many counts was you facing up to jail? Wasn't it you? Thomas, wasn't you facing 21 counts? I'm here to tell you the devil already had his trophy made and had his name on it. Just in case you're wondering why we have this youth camp. How old are you, Thomas? He was 16 years old. Already on the shelf. But on Friday night, and I can't take the credit. I couldn't take it anyway. But through the touch of God dealing with their hearts, we pulled a trophy off the wall of the devil's hall of shame. Woo! And Thomas has been in church ever since, saved by the power of God and living good. Amen, Thomas. Amen. Which one of you boys had to go to boot camp? Hey, right here. Amen, Thomas. He ended up having to go to boot camp, carried his Bible with him. And they mocked him. They made fun of him. Amen. Made him do the push-ups and mocked him. Amen. But he done got taken off the devil's wall. And he made up his mind he was staying off. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're on the devil's wall, you're coming down off that wall tonight in the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do not be another trophy in the devil's house of shame. How old was you, Tom? Sean? 15. You wasn't as wild as the others, but still wild. And Sean, I want to tell you something tonight. The devil's got your trophy out and looked at it lately. He don't like you being down off the wall. I'm here to tell you, don't ever get back in that spot. Whatever it takes, if it takes this youth camp getting full of the Holy Ghost, you can't afford to look back like Lot's wife. We're not going to have a spot for you. Thank you, boys. Shandabakota Rabahandaya. Shota Rabahandabakotaya. I want the Holcombs to come back up here and sing tonight while we all stand all over this house. Come. Every head's bowed and every eye's closed. I preach to you the burden of my heart tonight. The first altar call that I feel like giving. If you're here tonight and you say, "Preacher, I have backslid," or "I never have been saved. I've looked back." I want you to slide out of your seat and make your way to this altar on this first night. I've got one. No musicians up here right now. Boys over here on the left side. It's first time. That's okay, boys. Kneel down. There's some of you young ladies. I knew you was coming before you ever got here. The Lord burned my heart. I'm here to tell you, I want you to slide out of your seat right now and make your way to this altar. Come on, don't wait. We're going to have camp meeting around here this week. We're going to have youth camp meeting. And on this first night, I'd like for every one of you that's looked back, that's turned around, that's backslid on God, to pray plumb through in this altar tonight. I've got five. I've got six, and I'm needing some more. Preacher, I've looked back. But I don't want to end up in the devil's hall of shame. There's some more here. I'm not quitting yet. Let's be reverent, boys. Girls, let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Preacher,
I don't want to end up. Come on, boy. You felt the Holy Ghost pulling at your heart tonight. You ain't got nothing to be embarrassed about. There's already some little kids up there. Come on, girls. I know the Lord was dealing with you tonight. Come on. Step out of your seat. Make your way to this altar. Oh, this preacher loves every one of you. That's why I'm here tonight. Preacher, that's right, sis. God love you. Come on, I feel like tearing just a few more moments. Man, this is a great response. Preacher, I've looked back. I've looked back, preacher. But I'm not going to be it. I'm not going to wind up the devil's hall of shame. Oh, I feel like there's a few more of you young ladies need to come right now. I'm a tearing, I'm a holding. God love both. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Right now, see something. We're going to hold it right here. I just feel the Lord dealing. We're not getting in a hurry. And if you're in a hurry, you'll have to leave. The Lord's dealing with some young boys right now, some young girls. Listen to the word.
And no matter where I turn, there was no light.
Oh, bow your heads and reverence the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
And in my desperation and loneliness, I cried out in the night.
Come on, come on, come on. Please.
For
come.
I know there is a God. Lord, I know you're out there somewhere. Please come tonight.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
As I fell to my knees, I felt the power of the love. I call the saving.
Come on, sis, come on. There's some others waiting on you to lead the way.
The brightest light I've ever seen was shining.
The light is shining tonight.
The warmest breeze was flowing through my life.
Oh, Lord, come right now. Get out of your seat in the name of Jesus.
I never know.
Come on, boys, pray.
Has filled me.
We're awaiting. I'm awaiting. I ain't got the release yet. I'm awaiting on
ever
you.
Ever since I felt the
come on,
power
girls, pray.
Of the love.
Sing it again.
I call the saving kind. The brightest light I've ever seen was shining.
Praise, pray, parents. Don't look around. My Lord, pray for me tonight.
There's a floor.
Give me a song tonight. Come on,
in the name of
Jesus. Sing, sing, sing.
The greatest peace I've ever known has filled me.
All right.
Ever since I felt the power of the love.
If you don't want to be in the devil's hall of shame, get out of your seat, come to this altar, and ask the Lord to strengthen you tonight. Come on.
When life
come on, boys,
down,
every boy, every
no
girl, come to this altar right now.
Who you're with, you're still so alone.
Come on.
You know there must be more to this
come
life
on, girls. Come on,
than
boys.
Feeling like you're far
every
away
camper, I want you this
from
altar.
Home. Whoa.
Mom and Dad, you follow along.
And you've almost
help us pray tonight.
Given up on ever finding everlasting peace of mind. Well, just believe me when I tell you that the love you
come
need
on, boys,
now,
come on
my
up front.
Friend, it's called the saving kind.
Come on, girls.
The brightest light I've ever seen was shining. The warmest breeze was flowing through my life. I've
I felt the power of the love. I called the saving kind. The brightest light I've ever seen was shining. The warmest breeze was flowing through my life. Ever known has filled me. Ever since I felt the power of the love, I call the saving.
My life was filled with darkness, and no matter where I turned, there was no light. And in my desperation and my loneliness, I cried out in the night. For I know there's a God. Lord, I know you're out there somewhere. Please come tonight. As I fell to my knees, I felt the power of love. I call the saving kind.
The brightest light I've ever seen was shining. The warmest breeze was flowing. Since I felt the power of the love, I call the saving kind.
When life gets you down, and no matter who you're with, you're still so alone. You know there must be more to this life than feeling like you're so far away from home. Oh, and you've just almost given up on ever finding everlasting peace. Well, just believe me when I tell you that tonight what you need is called the saving kind.
The brightest light I've ever seen was shining. The greatest peace was flowing. I felt the power of the love, I call the saving kind. The brightest light I've ever seen was shining. The warmest breeze was flowing through my life. I've me. Ever since I felt the power of the love, I called the saving hand.
My life is filled with darkness, and no matter where I was still so alone. No matter where I tried, I felt like I was so far away from home. For I know there is a God. Lord, I know you're out there somewhere. Please come tonight. As I fell to my knees, I felt the power of love.
Mercy being extended.
Grace, oh, oh, oh.
in prison.
Locked up in chains.
Locked up in chains.
Sin held me captive.
Held me captive.
To sorrow and pain.
Lord in heaven.
Hear my heart's cry.
Grace, marvelous grace. I need a grace to pardon and make me whole. Grace, marvelous grace. Marvelous grace, marvelous grace. I need a grace
to
pardon and pardon and make me whole. Grace, marvelous grace.
Locked up in chains, sin held me captive to sorrow and shame. Years of frustration as love passed me by, and until the master, he heard my heart cry. It was
grace. Marvelous grace, I need a grace to pardon and make me whole. Grace,
yeah.
Marvelous grace flows from above with infinite love.
Holy grace is here tonight.
Marvelous grace. Grace, grace, God, grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse with grace, grace, God, grace, grace that is greater than all my sins. Marvelous grace, I need a grace to pardon and make me whole. Grace, marvelous grace flows from above with infinite love. Marvelous grace.
I was downhearted, I was broken inside, praying for mercy with nowhere to hide. There was a solace, a searching for me. Grace ever flowing that set my soul free.
Grace, marvelous grace. I needed grace to pardon and make me whole. Grace, marvelous grace.
Marvelous grace.
So spread love with infinite love. Marvelous grace. Oh, grace. Marvelous grace. I needed grace to pardon and make me whole. Marvelous grace,
oh, come on.
So spread love with infinite love. Marvelous grace.
I was in prison, locked up in chains. Sin held, it held me captive to sorrow and pain. Years of frustration as love passed me by. And until, oh my master, he heard my heart cry.
Grace, marvelous grace, I needed grace to pardon and make me whole. Grace, marvelous grace, flows from above with infinite love.
Oh, don't we watch it, King of Jesus, pray.
Grace, grace, God, grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Which is grace, grace, God, grace, grace that is greater than all my sins.
Hallelujah. I was in prison.
Oh, come on.
Locked up in chains.
Woo! Come on, back up,
Satan, he held me captive to sorrow and pain. Years of frustration as love passed me by. Oh, but it was until my master, he heard my heart cry. Oh, it was
grace, marvelous grace. I needed grace to pardon and make me whole. Grace,
yeah.
Marvelous grace.
I feel the good Holy Ghost here.